Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Rosboro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Earl Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick King. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick King is at the plate with a count of 1-1. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Demeter strikes out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rosboro hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Rosboro. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Long strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Earl Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Lillis moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosboro bunts towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to Anderson covering. Safe. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Rosboro moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Koufax is 0-0 in the game. Koufax strikes out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lillis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cimoli is 0-2 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fairley is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Furillo now playing right field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kindle is 0-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Chick King is at the plate with a count of 1-0. King is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dark is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gentile is 0-2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Demeter is 0-2 in the game. Demeter strikes out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Roseboro is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morin is 0-2 in the game. Morin strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thompson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Long is 0-2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Koufax is 0-1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neil moves to third. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neil scores. Lillis moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Cimolai moves to third. Furillo moves to second. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Jim Gentile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile is walked intentionally. Gil Hodges pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing second base. Don Elston now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Roseboro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Tony Taylor pinch runs for Al Dark. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to third. Banks moves to second. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Walt Morin. Roger Craig now pitching. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball towards left. Simile catches it and throws to home to double up Taylor. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Fred Kipp now pitching. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Urnaga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing third base. Lou Jackson now playing right field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Dale Long now catching. Jim Marcia. Fred Kipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lillis bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Kipp moves to second. One out. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Long for a passed ball. Kipp moves to third. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simile strikes out. Long drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simile out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Simile, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Don Elston. Don Besant now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Will pinch hits for Chick King. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Will takes first base on ball 4. Hillman moves to second. Gabe Gabler pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Gabe Gabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gabler strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Hillman moves to third. Will moves to second. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.